step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
The Burt Show.
So Jen Hobby came in here the other day saying, you guys, I got to tell you something that is going to change the way that, is it parents' behaviors? When it comes to dating?
It's a dating story I heard from a friend over the weekend that will change moms and dads' behavior with their kids. Like, it will force moms and dads to change their children's behavior today. Okay? But it is a dating story.
Okay?
But it will make you change your young children's behavior immediately today. You will start making changes so that this doesn't happen to your child. Okay.
Tell the story.
This is real story. Not urban legend.
I talked to the woman this happened to. Okay. Was out on Saturday with a bunch of friends and having a great time. Ran into this group of women, and two of which I knew from Florida State. A whole bunch of them had gone there, whatever. But it was their mix of group of friends from Atlanta. So I'm not even sure if the woman who told me the story was from here or whatever. But she gave me this story. And permission to tell it.
Okay.
With maybe a couple details changed, right? Right. So I'm not giving out her name, but this is from her, her story. Okay.
All right. Gotcha.
She's like, knows she's listened to the Burt Show for a while. She's like, oh, do I have one for you? Let's go sit down.
Let's go prime time on this one.
Okay. So so she had been dating this guy for about 5 months, and they had really hit it off, and he was a total gentleman. Then, been going out for a while or whatever. But he is a traveler, very successful in sales. So travels a lot for work or whatever. So they didn't do like a lot of spend the night together stuff, but they hung out all, you know, a whole bunch of different times. And she was like, so excited about this. She was like, telling her mom and telling her friends, like, this is really, I'm so excited. Finally met this great guy, like, very successful, done very well, owns his own home, drives a luxury vehicle, very, gentleman, put together. They have fun together, like, play, do athletic stuff together, which she really enjoyed, whatever. Dresses well, he's got great style. I mean, like, so nothing can be wrong with this guy, right? Like, he's awesome. And they're just totally hanging out and enjoying
dream come true
each other and getting to know one another. And, I mean, I also have to mention that he's 36 years old. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
So one night she goes over there and they, like, cook dinner at his house and whatever. And they're just having this, little romantic night and laying on the couch, like, afterwards, just kind of snuggling, watching a movie or TV or whatever. And he says to her, give me a fake name.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
He says to her, Rebecca, we've been seeing each other for a while now. I just want to tell you how much I care about you and just really want to be able to be totally myself with you. Like, I really want to just be able to be, like, honest with you. Oh. And I feel close enough to you now to tell you this about myself. But I suck my thumb.
Oh!
Did not see that coming.
And I still sleep with my whoopee from when he was a kid.
Is that a blanket?
His blankie.
Wow.
36 years old. He still sucks his thumb.
Whoa.
And sleeps with his blankie.
No.
Are they still together?
She was like, oh my God. She's like, what do you say to that? She said that she was speechless.
Wow.
Does he suck his thumb like while he's sleeping or like if he's at the
night.
Office work?
He never broke it.
And that's why they didn't spend the night together a lot.
And that's why
because
he told her.
If they spent the night together, then he couldn't suck his thumb.
Wow.
And he's 30. 6 wow. years old.
My when God. I was a kid, it, I wasn't sucking my thumb, but I used to suck this finger, and it, I'm not sure what age it became like, son, it's time to stop sucking your finger. But my parents went out, and they bought some, like, nasty taste and rubbing alcohol that was specifically for this to put on my finger. So every time I put it in my mouth, it would just get nasty. And it broke me of it, I think, in probably about a week.
You need to call your parents and thank them.
No kidding.
You need to call thank your parents and get it. The name of that cream so Jen can give it to her friend who was dating Mr. 4-year-old Perfect.
Is that unreal or what? Wow.
So is she still seeing this dude or was that the deal breaker?
No, that was a total deal breaker. She was like, uh-uh. And that was it.
Wow.
But that will make you change your behavior with your kids today. If you have kids that are on that cusp of maybe sucking their thumb too long.
Wow. That's so bizarre.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Hey, Angela.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm on my way to work, and I swear to you, as soon as you guys mention this story, I happen to look to my left. There's a grown woman sucking her thumb.
No way.
I'm in the car on her way to work. It's, 7:54, and she's literally sucking her thumb. She's got to be in her mid-40s.
No. She wasn't biting her cuticle or anything. She was full-on sucking her thumb.
Do you think it's a situation where she just happened to hear Jen's story? So she
All
right.
She's like, I want to give that a try. Sounds
like,
pretty
good. I'm going to try it out.
No, but I mean, just like.
That's nasty to do now. Ugh.
Hey, Melissa, you're on Q100.
Hi, I'm 24, and I've been married for a little over 3 years, and I still sleep with a whoopee.
The same whoopee that you had when you were a kid?
I've actually had 3 because all of them have holes in them, so I just keep transitioning to the next one.
What is a whoopee?
If you watched Mr. Mom, that's what it came from.
That movie back in the day, his kid had to sleep with his blanket all the time. And
so it's just a blanket that you had growing up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first one was the one I was actually brought home from the hospital in. And then I slept with that one probably till I was about 14 and wouldn't let my mom wash it until finally I started doing my own laundry and realized that it stank.
The blanky thing doesn't freak me out nearly as much as the sucking the thumb.
But
I mean, it's the combination of the two right there. That's a deal-breaking combination.
She said that...
What was her first words after?
Wait.
Let the woman speak.
Everybody shut up!
She said... And then he showed it to her, and it was really the original one from like when he was 5, and it was like all tattered and holy.
Oh,
and
God.
She didn't know what to say.
What was the first words out of her mouth?
Like, what'd she say?
Like, didn't she say, you're kidding? Like, wouldn't you think that's a joke? Like Wendy, if you're out on a date with a guy and he tells you that.
But in her mind, she's going, get me the hell out of here.
Wouldn't you think it was a joke?
Well, like that's something a guy could do if he wanted to get rid of a girl.
No kidding.
That's true.
Hey, Lee, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I'm 25, and I still suck my thumb.
What? Why? What
do you mean? Come on.
Is it some kind of...
I know. I only do it at night, just like the other loser, but, you know, it's a security thing, I guess. I don't know.
You're 25.
Are you legitimately sucking on it?
I do.
As a parent, give me advice so this never happens with my son Hollis, because he's like attached to the pacifier right now at 16 months, and it's still sort of like I'm already like he's dependent on it. So when...
we cut our children's passies out at age 1. Like we didn't have trouble cutting them off of it, but they did try to suck their fingers, but we could have ended that real quick.
No, with you, why do you still do it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have tried to quit. My parents did everything. They did the nasty taste and fingernail polish. And my great-grandmother actually had an old plum tree, and she went out there and got an old rotten plum, and there happened to be a worm in it, and she put worm guts on my thumb.
Oh, really? They were
and
going
that
hardcore.
Still didn't
right
work.
Well, just cut it off.
What does your husband think of this?
I told him after about 6 months of dating, and he's like, you know, just don't do it in public.
So in the middle of the night, or if he wakes up before you, he'll wake up and roll over, and you're there sucking your thumb, or is it just before you get into bed?
No, he'll see me doing it. You know, sometimes I'll do it before I go to sleep.
That's a problem.
Sometimes our conversations on this show really, really confuse me. We are seriously talking to people who are calling with confidence saying, yeah, I suck my thumb.
We found somebody older than 36.
No.
That still sucks their thumb.
Is it a guy or a girl? Because the girls, I'm almost okay with it.
No way!
What?
Like, There's no gender difference here.
I'm almost more accepting. I can accept that more than a guy doing it.
That's pathetic. Uh-uh.
No. Mm-mm. Good morning, Lisa.
I mean, I wouldn't sign up for it, but I'm just saying it's more accepting.
No, I did say it was pathetic.
Hi, Lisa.
Well, let me tell you, if I was a woman dating a man, I don't think I would want to date someone who was sucking their thumb.
But you do?
I mean, I do. And I'll tell you, I have since the day I was born, and we've done the whole nasty crap that you put on there. I had to put like popsicle sticks around and tape it up. I would suck the other thumb. My mother took me to a psychiatrist who guaranteed her after 6 weeks I had to watch these nasty videotapes of what it does to your teeth and the germs and the bacteria and blah, blah, blah. She guaranteed her after 6 weeks I would quit sucking my thumb. And at the end of that 6 weeks, the psychiatrist gave my mother her money back. And she said she'd never seen a case like it before.
Can't break it. How old are you now?
I'm 38.
And you're still sucking your thumb?
Yes. Now, I will tell you, I don't do it in public. I only do it at bed or like if I'm sick. You know, like if you have an upset stomach or a really bad headache, I can go to bed, suck my thumb, and I feel better.
Look at Wendy's face.
Are you married?
Wendy just looks like she just did a shot. Ugh.
Are you married?
Yes, and I have 2 children.
And how does your husband feel about that?
Oh, he don't care. We've been together 20 years.
At what point did you tell him that you're a thumb sucker?
Oh, God, probably within the first couple of weeks. I never thought anything about it. I mean, because we met when we were 17.
I just can't imagine going
waking up in the middle of the night, going into
Millie P, because I'm thinking about her children growing up, going into Millie P on the couch or going home and Millie P's on the couch not feeling good, sucking her thumb.
That's
oh my God.
Hold on. Hey, Tony, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't really understand the Bert Show's reaction. I've been married 22 years. When I met my wife when she was 17, she had what's called a little bunny pillow. It's a little tiny pillow that her grandmother made for when she was a baby, and it had like 3 different covers sewn onto it that she couldn't sleep without this thing. And even when we traveled and stuff, well into the 30s, maybe even up to 38, she still had this little thing until I finally hid it from her. And sometimes I'd see her at night and she'd have her thumb in her mouth. I don't know if she's actually doing the old thing, but she'd have it in her mouth. But let me ask you something. Now, be honest with me. Be honest with me. In a hypothetical situation, if God said, okay, you're going to have this relationship, and based on what Jim said, you've got this perfect person. They hold a great job. They're a great relationship with them, but you've got 2 choices. They either suck their thumb at night or they suck on cigarettes all day long in the day. What would you choose?
But there's
it's
germs
still
on
crazy
your
for somebody's adult to suck their thumb.
I'll tell you what I would do is you're bringing God and cigarettes into it. I'll tell you what I do is I thank God that there's another 2 million women in Atlanta to choose from. To be honest with you, because I'm not.
Oh my God.
Here's a deal breaker that may gross you out pretty well. I can't even get to it.
Come on,
Terrell.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi.
My sister was dating this guy about 10 years ago, 10 to 12 years ago, and, you know, she thought he was really cute, really handsome, and then one day out the blue, he was like, okay, you know, I have something to tell you. She's like, what? You know, he was like, I slept with my grandmother until I was 18 years old.
What?
And in the same bed?
In the same bed.
In the same bed until he was 18, and we were freaked out. This guy went to Georgia State. You know, and it was just like, okay. And, you know, he was just...
Now, were they so dirt poor that they were in? Yes.
I don't think so. Okay. He didn't look that way. You know, he looked very clean cut and everything, and he slept with his grandma. I don't think there was anything hanky-panky going on with grandma, but, you know, like
he just wanted the comfort of it.
The Bert Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.